Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 48. Health and fitness has become a religion, and that's a terrible thing, by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, welcome to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. I'm Dr. Neil, if you didn't know, and also, if you didn't know, this is one of 3 podcasts where we read blogs to you for free. There's also Optimal Living Daily, where my brother reads to you posts about personal development. And then there's Optimal Finance Daily, which obviously covers personal finance. Definitely check those out too if you like the format of this show. Today's inspirational quote comes from General Eric Shinseki of the U.S. Army. Quote, "If you don't like change, you're going to like irrelevance even less." On yesterday's podcast, I read to you a post all about changing habits. And for many of us, that's a really scary thing. We like being in our comfort zones. And that's why I like this quote so very much. Because you're probably listening to this show because you want to change. You want to improve yourself. And I commend you for that. All right, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Health and fitness has become a religion. And that's a terrible thing, by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. Declaring health and fitness a religion may seem a tad exaggerated, but let's examine some observations. First, idols who possess, quote, a perfect physique are worshipped. Second, people pray to the gods of great glutes, abs, curves, long legs, and other specific body parts or shapes. Three, we search for a savior in the form of the next greatest diet or fad workout program, hoping it will make all of our dreams come true. Four, with fervor, we devour magazines, websites, books, and other resources to help us mold our bodies into something we can be proud of. And five, we pack gyms to work off calories from evil foods and purify ourselves from overindulgence and offer our sacrifice of a gut-busting effort as sweet incense to the gods of iron and cardio machines. A bit exaggerated? Perhaps. But if you're nodding in agreement, you've likely seen this in action, or even participated. At one time, I was an avid evangelical member of the religion of health and fitness. I wasn't trolling neighborhoods, knocking on doors, and attempting to share the good news of a healthy diet and rigorous workout routine sprinkled with a hefty dose of obsession, but it was close enough. Health and fitness, a new religion? Health and fitness was a tool I used to punish myself for overeating. Workouts were performed out of hatred for certain body parts, and all I cared about was how I looked and what I could do to manipulate my body into a form that wouldn't disgust me. The gym was my sanctuary. But this wasn't an unhealthy obsession, right? I mean, how could working out every day and being meticulous about what I ate be anything but a good thing? So what if I was exhausted from long, frequent workouts? At least I was burning calories. So what if I avoided certain foods and developed disordered and binge eating behaviors? At least I was dedicated and disciplined. My obsession with my physical appearance and workout and nutrition practices were not healthy. Because I was consumed with my body and spent hours per day obsessing over meals and getting in my next workout, I lost sight of what truly mattered in my life. This is one glaring reason I don't write exclusively about nutrition and working out and include more, quote, real life stuff. Topics such as getting out of your comfort zone, not allowing fear to hold you back, facing oh sh** moments, bravely saying screw perfection. I don't want to add to the problem of making health and fitness seem overly complicated. I don't want your life to revolve around eating and going to the gym. It should be part of your life, but not dominate it. Health and fitness should make your life better. It should allow you to live life to the fullest. It should not dominate your time or mental energy. Health and fitness is a growing religion, and many are losing sight of what truly matters. They're spending hours per day obsessing over food and combing the internet for the latest fad diet or trick for eating fewer calories. I've lived on both sides. I spent years of my life spending every waking moment obsessing over my next meal, refusing to miss a single workout for any reason. Then I finally realized I revolved my entire life around food and a gym schedule. This, my friend, was not healthy. It's why I've left the religion of health and fitness. So what's the solution? Simple. Take the opposite approach. Focus more on real life and less on health and fitness. Health and fitness should make your life better. It should allow you to live life to the fullest. It should not dominate the majority of your time or mental energy. So how do you do it? Yes, follow a great workout routine and simple nutrition guidelines, but then use the rest of your energy and effort and focus more on your life and less on health and fitness. You can achieve this by committing to the basics, i.e. bare essentials, of strength training and nutrition exclusively, and use the remainder of your time to engage in other, perhaps better, and significantly more important areas of your life. Take that extra time to do something you enjoy. Read more, learn a new skill, discover a new hobby, spend time with a friend, get your finances in order. Do anything that makes your life better and reduces stress. Practice the bare essentials and forget about the remaining stressful details that can easily consume us. Use your energy on better endeavors. Remember, health and fitness should make your life better. It should be part of your life, but it shouldn't define you. You just listened to the post titled, "Health and Fitness Has Become a Religion, and That's a Terrible Thing," by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, some folks will listen to Nia's advice and take it to mean that, oh, great, I can relax. I can eat those foods that I, quote unquote, should not be eating. I don't have to go to the gym anymore. Well, that's not what she's saying at all. Sometimes we interpret things like this to mean we can back off and that's okay to be a little bit lazy. But again, that's not what she's trying to say here. Remember, fitness and nutrition are to help improve your life, and we must be consistent with those things. We don't necessarily want to back off. We just don't want to let it control us and be obsessed with it. So continue being active, continue moving in the direction of a more nutritious, balanced diet. That's fantastic. But don't take Nia's advice to mean, oh, I can just slack off now. Once again, if you like the format of this show, check out Optimal Living Daily to learn more about habit building, minimalism, mindfulness, productivity, and lots more. And don't forget, we also have another show called Optimal Finance Daily to learn more about personal money management. And that wraps up today's episode. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from Zen Habits. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.